The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Menachot Yud Het. Today's daf is being started with Shmat Avraham Ben Esther Velfuat Shlema Miki Ben Jamie. We begin today's daf on Yud Het Amud Rishon, and we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down. We need to know one fact for today's Gemara, in the beginning at least. Case of a Kohen that brought a Korban. His Kabana was to leave the blood until tomorrow. Normally we always talked about to sprinkle it after its time, or to eat the meat outside of its place or past its time, which was the subject of pigul. Now, he didn't say that. He brought the korban with intention to leave the blood over. Now, once you leave the blood over in actuality, then it's, of course, the korban is pasul. But he didn't leave it over in actuality. He just had that kabana when he was storing, I'm storing the korban al menat to leave the blood over, meaning leave it after its time. I'm not going to sprinkle it. I'm going to leave it after its time. And then it becomes pasul. So the question is, does such a thought render the korban pasul? Even if he brought it at the, even if he sprinkled it at the right time at the end of the day, does the thought itself posel the korban? So we saw an opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. It said in the Braita, Rabbi Yehuda posel. Not only Rabbi Yehuda posel, because the korban is pasul, that it was. The way we explained the Biyuda was, according to the Biyuda, everybody says it's pasul. It's the Vrakol. There's no opinion that says it's kashin, the Vrakol pasul.
You will now be going to your conference.
The Gemara is going to challenge that premise. So it says, Bisabar Biyuda, Laniyah Middamul Mahar, the Vrakol pasul? Is that what he hold? Does the Biyuda indeed hold that when you're leaving it for tomorrow, the blood, kavana, to leave it for tomorrow, that everybody says it is indeed pasul? Ve'atanya, we have a braita. Amar Rabbi. Rabbi said, Kishahalachti lematzot middotai. Etzel Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. So he says, when I went to study, Rabbi's talking. When I went to study Torah, next to Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, but the way he said it, it was lematzot middotai, which means when I went to clarify, lematzot is almost like to squeeze out. When I went out to clarify all my doubts, I went to Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, and he clarified for me all my doubts that I had in halakha. Lematzot et middotai, to clarify my doubts that I had in halakha. Ve'amri la, and some say, Lematzot middotav shel Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. And some say, no, I tried to clarify his opinion. I mean, I tried to draw out of him all his Torah. I wanted to understand what Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua holds. Lematzot middotav. I wanted to absorb all the rabbi's Torah. I wanted to get everything that he has. Anyway, he went to study by Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. That's the point. Matzati Yosef Babli Yosef Lefanav. So I saw a rabbi called Yosef HaBabli, and he was sitting in front of Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. V'ya Habib lo biyoter ad le'achat. And he was very dear to him. Which means Rabbi Elazar loved this Yosef HaBabli. He loved him a lot, meaning more than most of the students. It says ad le'achat, meaning ad le'me'od. He loved him. Amar lo Rabbi. So Yosef HaBabli is talking to Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, right? So Yosef HaBabli says, Rabbi, Hashochet et hazebach, lehaniach midamo lemachar, mahu. Our case. He slaughtered the Qurban with intention to leave over the blood till tomorrow. Rabbi, what's the deen? Amar lo kashir. Yeah, don't kashir. That's not a thought that's posel a Qurban. A thought that's posel a korban is to eat the meat past its time, to eat the meat in a different place, but the kavanah that you're going to do it, al menat, to leave the blood till tomorrow, that's not posel the korban, it's kashir. So he answered him. He asked him this question. We're going to see now Yosef Abedi. He asked him the same question three times. The Gemara says, Arbit. In Arbit he asked him, Amar lo kasher. Shachrit, Amar lo kasher. He asked him in Shachrit again, kasher. Sahuraim, the afternoon, Amar lo kasher. Mincha, in Mincha time, Amar lo kasher. Ela, shirbi di ezer posel. He threw in a new opinion all of a sudden. Oh, but there's Rabbi Eliezer, he says it's pasul. Tzahavu panav shel Yosef HaBabli. When Yosef HaBabli heard that, his face lit up. Amar lo Yosef. So Rabbi Elazar tells him, Yosef, kemdume ani shelo kivannenu shemu'atenu ad'ata. It seems to me that my halakha that I gave you was not precise until now. Which means, I told you this halakha three times already. Kasher, kasher, kasher. No reaction. Now I tell you, kasher, but Rabbi Eliezer says, pasul. Now, Rabbi Eliezer pasul. So now I see what? Now you accept the halakha? Like, what's your reaction? Till now what? Till now you didn't like what I said? Amar lo, Rabbi. And, no, of course I accept your halakha. I enjoyed it the first time you said it. Ela Shirbi Yehuda Pasul Shanali, which means, he said like this, I had a tradition that Rabbi Yehuda said Pasul. The Hazarti al Kol Talmida, and I was looking at all the students of Rabbi Yehuda, Ubikashti li Haver, and I was looking for a friend for him, meaning somebody else that agrees with him. Velo matzati, which means I knew that there was an opinion out of Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says pasul, but I didn't know who was he relying on. And now I'm asking you the question, and you tell me kasher, kasher, kasher. Now all of a sudden, when you told me, oh, there's a rabbi Rabbi Eliezer that says pasul, oh, now I got happy. Now I know, at least I know who Rabbi Yehuda was holding like. Achshav sheshaniti or sheshanita li pasul. You returned to me my lost object. And so to speak, this fact he said was always bothering me. I didn't know who the Biyuda was holding like. It was lost to me. Now that you introduced to me a shita of the Bili Aizah that also says Pasul, it's like you gave me back a lost object. Now I have clarity. To show you how much the rabbis, it's a small little point. He heard a shita that the Biyuda said pasul, and it was bothering him so much. Who is he going like? Which opinion is out there like that? And now all of a sudden he hears this shita of the Biyuda, which is not such a big shita. The Biyuda said pasul. His face lit up from the Devre Torah. So the Biyuda ben Shamua got so impressed by his student that how much even a little nuance in Devre Torah excites him. So it says Zalgu Einav Dema'ot. Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua started crying. He started to tear because he was so impressed at his student's excitement for seemingly such a small little point of the Devar Torah. Amar, Ashrechem Tamidei Hachamim. Fortunate are you, Tamidei Hachamim. Devar Torah Chavivim Aleichem Beyoter. That the Devar Torah is so endearing to you. Now look at this. I say one hadush of Rabbi Eliezer, and your face starts to glow and shine. He read on him the following pasuk: Ma'ahavti Toratecha kol hayom lisihati. Ma'ahavti Toratecha. How much David HaMelech said he loves the Torah kol hayom lisihati. The whole day that's my conversation. The whole day that's what I talk about. Oh, now Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua finishes the point. He says, "Ha mepene shirbi Yehuda beno shel Rabbi Elai, veRabbi Elai talmido shel Rabbi Eliezer. Lefichach shana lecha mishnat Rabbi Eliezer." He says, "Why did Rabbi Yehuda teach you pasul?" So I'm going to tell you why. I know why. He said, "Because Rabbi Yehuda, his father was Rabbi Elai. And Rabbi Elai's rabbi was Rabbi Eliezer. So he was giving you over the opinion of his father's rabbi. That's why he said pasul. So I'm giving you the history over here. Now I understand why. Because to be with his father to be lie, to be lie, learned what to be the I said. And he then said pasul. So he was giving you over his father's rabbi. Anyway, that's the whole story. Now the Gemara is going to question, once we have this fact and the story over here, the Gemara is going to question it. The Gemara says like this. The Isal Kadatach, Devrei Hakol Pasul Atniya. If the way we learned that Rabbi Yehuda taught everybody says Pasul, Devrei Hakol Pasul, Mai Hechazar Tali Avedati. What do you mean that Rabbi Yosef Abni got excited? You returned to me my lost object. He didn't return to him his lost object. Iyu Peluktaka Amarle. Which means Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, he told him it's a mahloket. That's not what he understood from Rabbi Yehuda, but we learned Rabbi Yehuda said, everybody says it's pasul. And then all of a sudden Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua says, kasher, kasher, kasher. There's one opinion out there that says pasul. So, you helped me, you returned me my lost object, now I understand what Rabbi Yehuda meant. No, but that's not what Rabbi Yehuda said. The way we learned till now is Rabbi Yehuda said, everybody says pasul. So if anything, Yosef ben Avni should have told the rabbi, no, that's not what I heard from Rabbi Yehuda. You're telling me it's a mahloket. It's not a mahloket. He told me that it's all, according to everybody's pasul. So what, the Gemara is saying, based on what we learned on yesterday's daf, that Rabbi Yehuda says, everybody says pasul, we don't know why the rabbi Yosef ben got so excited when he heard this information. Yeah? So change the story a bit. Elamai kasher v'Rabbi Eliezer pasul or Rabbi Eliezer posel atniya. Says really, when Rabbi Yehuda was telling Yosef HaBavli the halacha, he told him, listen, in truth the halacha is it's kasher. But you should know there's an opinion of Rabbi Eliezer out there that says pasul. There's an opinion out there that says pasul. It is indeed a mahloket. So that's the way he explained it to him. So originally it was a pasul. Rashi. Actually, look at the way Rashi says. Rashi says elamai atniyah Rabbi Yehuda kasher rabbanan, which means Rabbi Yehuda says, listen, according to the rabbis, it's kasher. V'Rabbi Eliezer posel. Okay, which means really he knew it was a mahloket from the beginning. And when he went to the shiur of Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, and he told him, kasher, kasher, kasher. Kasher, kasher, kasher. I know Rabbi told me it was a mahloket. He's telling me kasher, kasher, kasher. It's not even hot time. He told him, it's kasher. But there's an opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that was, now I'm happy. Because that's the way he told it to me. He told me it's a mahal. He told me halakha. I was like the rabbis, because we go like the majority. But I know he told me that there's an opinion of it that says pasul, and you're not telling me that. Oh, now I'm in a hot time when you told me pasul. Oh, okay, now you're returning my object. Now and I'm happy. So you want to go? Was ihache my ha mepene anan name pilukta kamatninan. The Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua gave the reason. He told them that the reason why he holds like this is because his father's rabbi, Rabbi Elazar, his father's rabbi was Rabbi Eliezer, and that's why he took that opinion. What does he mean when he's saying that? Well, what's the question? Look at Rashi. Elamai, it's right before the Mishnah Rashi. Elamai atniya Rabbi Yehuda kasher rabbanan. How will you learn that question? Let's see again the question. If you're telling me that's what he told them. Devrei Hakol Pasul, Iyu Pelukta Kama. Elamai, Kasher Rabbi Yehuda Posel Atnia, Rabbi Yehuda Shana Li Yosef Babli, שהקורבן קשר להלכה ורבי אליעזר פוסל. So he told that originally. It's a מחלוקת. So it's a מחלוקת, יאחר, מי, so why did the Rabbi Elazar you have to tell him, oh, it's because he likes to follow his father's rabbi's opinion. On the contrary, what do you have to give that reason? It's a machloket. Which means, if you're telling me that originally Rabbi Yehuda said it's a machloket, and that's what he's saying also. When Rabbi Elazar ben Shua told the student in Menhatab, he said, it's pasud, v'yesh omrim kasher. It is a machloket. So what do you have to say? And the reason why he took it is because of his father's opinion, as far as rabbi. No, the reason why he told him it's a machloket, because it is a machloket. There's a machloket in Hachamim and Rabbi Eliezer. Which means, initially we thought he said, that the Rabbi Eliezer just said pasul. Pasul go to everybody. So he said, oh, you know why he took that opinion? Because he took his father's rabbi and all that stuff. But now that really the Rabbi Yehuda also said that it's a machloket, that's why he told it over to the students of Mabli. So if all he should say over is, when the Rabbi Yehuda is teaching it to his student, he should say, you should know it's a machloket. Hakamim say kasher. Rabbi Eliezer says pasul. And that's it. You don't have to say, because his father's rabbi, just say it's a machloket, because that's what he told him. It is a machloket. אלא לעולם דברי הכל פסול עתניה ומה יעזרת לי עבדתי דהדר למיה שום פסלות בעולם. Easy answer. Come on, I said, really? Rabbi Yehuda told him when he was teaching the Sefer Bavli, he told him, listen, everybody says פסול. That's the way he taught it. And the teacher was מחלוק. Everybody says פסול. So now you're really going to learn by Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua. Rabbi, what's the deen? Kasher. Oh, he says, how can we kasher? I know he told me pasul. Now, I know he told me the vrea called pasul, but I don't even get a shita of that. He's telling me kasher every time I ask him. Kasher. But he says, oh, yeah. It's Rabbi Eliezer that says pasul. So now I'm happy. I'm not happy that that's what Rabbi Yehuda said, but at least he has somebody to rely on, which means, you didn't answer me the question technically. You're telling me it's a machloket. Rabbi Yehuda didn't tell me it's a machloket. He told me it's the vrea called pasul. But at least I'm happy that there's an opinion of pasul in the world. Till now, you tell me kasher. I thought Rabbi Yehuda is totally off. But now that you're telling me there's an opinion of pasul in the world, okay, I mean, it's not exactly what he told me. I mean, you didn't return me my lost object completely because you're telling me it's a machloket. He told me everybody says pasul. Okay, but at least I found the pasul opinion. Before this, it's kasher. Rabbi Yehuda's off. But now that you tell me there's an opinion out there, pasul, okay, you give me my avodah back. Lefachot, there's a pasul opinion in the world. Yeah, but
who told him Yosef
told Yosef of Abli. When you have this kavanah of to keep the batamar, the vrea kol pasul. Okay, now he went to his rabbi to be asked what he tells him. What's the deen? Kasher. He told me the vrea kol pasul. He told me kasher. Rabbi, what's the deen again? Kasher. Kasher. He told me the vrea kol pasul. What's the deen again? Kasher. Kasher, pasul. Why is the Eddie told on? There's an opinion over there to be there, is it? That's just pasul. Baruch Hashem. At least he's relying on somebody. It's not what you said. Could you tell me it's a machloket? And my rabbi told me to be who that told me is the vrea kol. He gave him life that at least there's an opinion out there that he concurs with. And then he explained to me why. Why would he take the pasul opinion? Because his father's rabbi said that. That's why he's taking that opinion. Okay, the fahot, he kept him in the game. Well, he was correct that that's what he thought the halakha was. He thought that was the halakha. He thought it was the vrea kol. He didn't realize it was an opinion of the hakamim that argued. So he said the vrea kol pasul, and that's why Yosef Ali was a little shocked. The vrea kol pasul, my rabbi is telling me it's at worst it's a machloket. Okay, now we get to the next Mishnah. Next Mishnah is a very simple Mishnah. We leave the pigul subject, I guess temporarily, I don't know for how long, but we go into the subject now of there's a mincha. The mincha is a procedure. Let's review the procedure of the mincha, which we really never discussed before. We just said there's ingredients, oil, flour, and you mix it up. But there's a procedure. There's putting oil in the keli first. After you put the oil in the keli, you put flour in the keli. And then you make what's called bilila. You mix it. And then the Torah says that you put some more oil. So there's a couple of, three we're going to see. Three times we put the oil on the mincha. Yesh shalosh matanot shel shemen letoch kol mincha. Mitchila notim shemen betoch kli rek. I just told you, you put the oil into an empty vessel. Umosifim et asolet. Yedesh the solet. Harkach yutzkim od shemen ala solet. Before they mix, after they add the flour, they add some more oil. And they mix it. They make bilila. Matan sheni ze shel shemen nekra bilila. The second pouring is called bilila because you bolel, you mix it. Lesof yutzkim shemen ala ta'arobet. The third pouring is called yitzika. They pour some more oil on top of it. It says v'yatzak alei shemen. Okay, our Mishnah is talking about that third pouring of oil. Start the Mishnah. Lo yatzak. Period. You didn't do that. You look, scroll all the way to the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to say, v'di'aval, you didn't do that item? It's kasher. The Gemara is going to question. What do you mean? The Torah says v'yatzak. And now you tell me, if you missed that item, it's okay. So what I was going to say, lo yatzak means lo yatzak bekohen. You did it with a zar. You did it with a non-kohen. Oh, so you did it. You have to do it. That's not negotiable. You did it with a non-kohen. Maybe the avar will be okay. Okay? What's the next case? Lo balal. What's balal? That's the second pouring. That means you pour the oil into the thing, into the candy. Then you pour the solid. Then you pour oil again, and at that point you mixed. So the Mishnah is going to tell me, lo balal. Now, I'm going to give you the whole Gemara right away. If we're going to learn like we learned at the beginning of the Mishnah, it doesn't mean lo balal. You have to mix. It means the Kohen didn't do it, and Azar did it. We want to keep things consistent at this point, yes? So, just like the beginning was, lo yatzak meaning Azar did it, and lo balal meaning Azar did it. And the Mishnah is going to say what? Kashir. What else? Lo patat. Mazir patat. Patot otapitin. After you make the mincha, they bake it, they have to break it up into pieces. They break it up into small pieces and then they take the kumitz out of it. You didn't do that. Rashi says, lo patat, sheneemar patot otapitin. Okay? So all these minachot, Rashi says. Anytime you bake it, you have to put tapitin. You didn't do it. Velo malach. Before you make the haktara, you gotta put salt on the mincha. You didn't put salt. Velo hinif, you didn't wave it. Velo higish, you didn't bring it to the corner of the mizbeah. You have to bring it to the corner of the mizbeah. That's called hagasha. You bring it to the southwestern corner of the mizbeah. Or shepetita petim mirubot. Or you made petita, but you made big pieces. You're supposed to make them small pieces. You broke them up, you made them into big pieces. Velo mashchan. And you didn't put oil on them at the end. At the end, after you bake them, they put oil on top of it. All these cases over here, kesher. Okay, so these are not items that I'm going to post in. Gemara begins. My lo yatzak. What does it mean? You didn't make yitzika. And I told you what that means already. Yitzika is talking about the last oil. You pour the oil in the keli. Nothing. You poured flour in the keli. You poured more oil in the keli. You mixed the item. Oh, now we have yitzika. Yitzak aleha shemen. Sounds like you didn't do that. So the Gemara says, "Idi valu yitzak klal." Maybe that time you didn't do it at all. Can't be. Ikuba katabba. It's me'akev. It says clearly in the pasuk, "Yitzak aleha." You have to do it. Ela lo yitzak kohen elazar. Ela, the case is talking about. It wasn't done by a kohen. It was done by a non-kohen. That's the hadush. Non-kohen is okay. So the Gemara says. Yecheh, lo balal nameh, lo balal kohen, elazar. You want to be consistent. When it says in the next part of the Mishnah, that you didn't mix it, means, oh, no, of course you mixed it. It was just done by Azar. So you want to make it the yuk. Ha lo balal klal pesula. Mashma from this Mishnah, the way we learn, that if you didn't mix it at all, it's going to be pasul. I'm just saying, if you did it with a zat, I mean, somebody mixed it. Oh, that's okay. But if you didn't mix it at all, no good. Now stop. We know there's a famous Gemara. We learned this a few times already. The law is, you don't have to mix the mincha. The law is, it just has to be mixable. The way we say mixing in the Lashon of the Gemara is bila. Bila is to mix. The Gemara is going to teach us a rule. Kol hara'ui lebila, so long as it's ra'ui to make bila, to mix it, in bila me'akavto, then the mixing is not me'akev. For example, let's say, the Gemara's example. There's a certain amount of flour, consistency of flour, or shi'ud of flour, let's say 60 esronim, with a certain amount of oil, that amount of flour will mix properly with oil. But once you put 61, it doesn't mix properly. It's too much flour against the oil. When they were making it, they used to put a lot of flour in there. They could put a lot, they do a lot at a time. So they put 60 in there. So the law's like this. If they put 60 and they just pour the oil in there, you don't even have to mix it. Why? Because it's mixable. But if you put 61 and you didn't mix it, it's pasul. Why? Because it's not that we really for bila. If you put 60 in there, you don't even gotta mix it bichlal, because it can be done. What's the point of Gemara? The point of Gemara is you don't gotta mix it. So the way you're learning the Mishnah, start the beginning of the Mishnah. Yitzika. You didn't put oil. Well, no, you have to put oil. That means a Kohen didn't do it, a Zar did it. A Zar did it, Kashir. Okay. So Bidira, the same thing. You have to do Bidira. That's just no Balal. That means a Kohen didn't do it, a Zar did it. Mashmah, if you didn't do Bidira at all, it's Pasul. But that's not so. You don't have to do Bidira. So the Gemara is going to answer, learn each part of the Mishnah separately. Who told you you have to learn every part of the Mishnah the same way? The first part of the Mishnah that says you didn't make Yitzika means you did it, you did what is on. And the second part of the Mishnah that says you didn't make Bidila means you didn't make Bidila at all. You don't have to learn the Bidisha the same, exactly the same. Learn each case respectively. That's what I was going to say. Now let's read it inside. Vatinan Shishim Nivladim. See that? 60. 60 Esronim mixed good with one log of Shemin. Shishim ve'had in niblalim. Look at Rashi. Shishim ve'had in niblalim. Hilkach, belog, ehad. Hilkach lo yavi shishim ve'had esronim b'chli ehad. Don't bring 61 in one vessel. Lefi she'en rashay latet sham shnei lugim. Because you can't put more oil. Ukrabi ben Yaakov dama perek shtem edot, afilu m'lachad shishim esronim ena ela luga. Ve'lid nere, okay, afilu ben Yaakov dama shishim lo kvar. Now, continue. Now, ve'i en niblalim, ve'avin amba, כי אינם נבללים מה יהווה ואת תנן לא בלל כשרה ואמר בי זה רק כל הראוי לבילה אין בילה מעכבת וכל שאין ראוי לבילה בילה מעכבת בו which means that she כל הראוי לבילה if it's able to be mixed 60 עשרונים שראויים לבלב בלוג אין בילה מעכבת שמע מינה דאינמל לא בלל כשר, אם לפי דמק בילה, אז כשר, נקס לשי. ושאין רואי לבילה, 61 מעכב בו מצוות בילה, ופסלה. Which means, then you have to mix it. When it's 61, then you have to make a mix. You cannot rely on ראוי. אלמה בדשני לה אין בילה מעכבת בו, שמע מינה לא בלל מדהים, לא בלל כלל, משמע בו דין לא יצק. What is this, a question like this? I'll get back to you this בילה law. Just one second. I don't want to lose track of the Mishnah. So therefore, must be the way that she's setting up the question for us. When it says lo balal, must be you didn't do it at all. Oh, so if you're learning, you didn't do it at all. Must be the beginning of the Mishnah. Lo yatzak means you didn't do it at all. Oh, that's a problem. Because if you say you didn't do yitzika at all, it's ma'akev. So the Gemara is going to answer. Midi iriyah. Ha kedeita va kedeita. Each part of the Mishnah is a quintess law. Lo yatzak. Lo yatzak kohen. El azad. Lo balal. Lo balal klal. And when it says bila, you didn't make bila at all.
It was
60. That's what kasher. Lo balal kasher, the Mishnah says. You have to say it was 60. 60 or less. But 61, you'd have to make... No, just stop. What does that mean? That 61 doesn't mix.
So
So therefore you have to mix it.
What does it
mean? It doesn't mix.
Exactly.
Oh, that's a good question. Okay, that's very good. המשנה המובאת כאן מלמדת שלעולם אין להביא מנחה בת יותר מ-60 עשרונים סולת בכלי אחד. אם מתנדב אדם מנחה בכמות גדולה יותר, let's say donated 61 item, they said to put it in 2 כלים. I donated 61, don't put it in 1 כלים. Split it. עליו להביא 60 עשרונים בכלי אחד ואחד בכלי אחר. תם הדבר, it's because it doesn't mix properly. אוקיי? ראשי מביא שתי פירושים למשנה הזו. תראה מפרש המשנה שנויה כדעת רבי אלעזר בן יעקב. That says you can only put a log shaman into the thing. So therefore, because you, I might argue, it's a put more oil. If you do 61, so it's got more oil. So Rashi told us on the top, no, it's going like the opinion that says you can only put a log maximum. So therefore, that's why you're going to have an issue over there. Okay. And then he says, no, could be going to the other opinions as well. But let's just try to find an answer to that question. She's mashma. It's bila me'akavto. You have to say means the bila is me'akavet, and therefore you have to put it in two vessels. Kosher bila milaud bila. You put 60. Leave it in there. But yeah, well, it makes it okay. Kosher enor laud bila. Meaning 61. The bila is me'akavet. So make it happen. How do you make it happen? I put it into two. That's what it means. Okay, give it up further. Okay, what did it say? O shepatat shepateta petim merubot kishera. Interesting Mishnah. The Mishnah started off like this. You didn't, two cases. You didn't make petita at all. Kasher. Or you did it in big pieces. Well, of course, if I didn't do it at all, it's kasher. So certainly if I did it in the big pieces, it would be kasher. What is the Mishnah? It's going to be two cases. You didn't do petita at all. Kasher. Or you did it into big pieces. Kasher. Gemara asks, Hashta lo patat klal kashera. Petin merubot mebaya. Understand the Gemara's question? If you didn't do it at all, it's kasher. Do you have to tell me if you did it into big pieces, it's kasher? Big piece be worse? No, it doesn't mean that. My petin merubot. That's the Gemara's answer. Shiriba bepetitin, which means you did it too much. Which means we thought you didn't do it at all, so it's very big. And then what? So you didn't do it at all, or you did it into big pieces. If you didn't do it at all, you did it into big pieces. You have to tell me. So I do it. No, you didn't do it at all. Fine, but then they're talking about the case here. You did it very, very much. So what's the hadush? What's the hadush in that? Why would I think that it's going to be pasul? He says, "My petim mirbot shiriba betitin." More than necessary, you broke it into small pieces. So what? He says, "The mishnah lekaman melamedet shetechilam mekaprim et hamenchah l'shtayim." They break it into two pieces, and then they break it into four pieces, and then they break it one more time. So altogether, it's four different pieces there. There's a certain way to break the mincha, bottom line. So the hadush is, you would have thought that's the way you got to do it, if you're breaking it. Here the guy broke it into more pieces. So you might thought it's pasul, doesn't mean big pieces. Because if you didn't break it at all, it's a very big piece. So breaking it into big pieces is koshekin. And that's why we broke it into a lot of pieces, like David said. And everyone means, and even though it's very small, it's still kasher. Iba etema, leola piti merubot mamash. Uma udetema hatam udiika torat halot alein. Avalacha delot torat halot ika vdot torat petin ika kamash malan. Beautiful. This mincha has two names to it. Before you break it up, it's called a halot. Halot. After you break it up, it's called pitim. So those are the two terminologies that I give. It's either called halot or pitim. So I would have thought like this. So long as it's one of those items, it's still valid. So if you didn't break it up at all, it's called halot. If you broke it up the proper way, it's called pitim. But when you break it up into big pieces, it's not called not halot, and it's not called pitim. So I would have thought it could be it's pasul. Kamash ma'lan, that even when you break it into big pieces, it's okay. I would have thought it's neither here or there. So if it is worse, at least when it's whole, it's called something. The Torah calls it halot. When you break it up in the right side, it's called petim. Big pieces, lo halot velo petim. Kamash ma'lan, even so, it's okay. Last point to the Gemara today. Lema matnitin delo kerabi Shimon. Let's say the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon. We're going back to what we just said. Yitzika. How do we explain the Mishnah in Yitzika that you have to put oil on the mincha? We said it's talking about when you did it with a zar. You have to put the oil. That's not negotiable. But the Mishnah says if you did it, it's kesherah. How do you do it with a zar? Oh, Rabbi Shimon's going to say that's no good. Why? Detanya Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol kohen. Amazing halacha. Any kohen she'eno mode ba'avoda en lo helek bekehuna. Any kohen that doesn't believe in the avoda, he lost his rights to be a kohen. She'ne'emar hamakriv edam ha'shelamim v'tachel mebnei Aharon lo tiyeh shok yamin lemana. Mode ba'avoda yesh lo helek bekehuna. She'eno mode ba'avoda en lo helek bekehuna. What does it mean mode ba'avoda? He's got to believe that this whole service was given from God to Moshe on Sinai. But if the Kohen's a kofir, and he thinks, Moshe Rabbeinu made these things up over here, what kind of ceremony, this item, he gets the meat, he does the waving, he does that. So it says, if you don't believe that this was given to Bnei Aharon as a tradition, that's it, you don't get a piece of the Avodah. You believe that this is Torah from Sinai, you're okay. Now, this is only talking about if he doesn't believe about the makriv. Makriv talks about walking the meat to the mizbeah. It's only one service. So it sounds like only if he doesn't believe in that one service. But what about if he believes in that service, but there's many other services? How do we know that he's got to believe in every single process that it was given from Sinai? Minayin l'rabot tedvav avodot. How do we know he's got to believe in all the 15 services? Okay, now we're going to read all the 15. We should know them already. Okay, yitzikot. Now we know yitzikot is the pouring of the third oil. Bililot, that's the second oil at the time of the mixing. Petitot, that's breaking the mincha up. Minichot, salting. Terufot, waving. Hagashot, bringing it to the southwestern corner. Kimitzot, making kimitzah. Haktarot, burning it on the mizbeah. Milikot, that's milika, with the bird. Kabbalot, receiving the blood. Hazaot, sprinkling the blood. Hashkaat sota, giving the sota the water to drink. Arifat egla, aglarufa, where you decapitate the egel. Vitarat masora, purifying the mitzora. There were the different sprinklings. Vinisiot, nisiot kapayim, that's going making bikat kohanim. Ben b'vifteim, ben b'machutz, whether it's done inside or whether it's done outside. And she says, b'vifteim, ba'azara, k'dechti ba'isarun et yadav, like we just read, b'chutz b'chol eid ba'ir. There's the special bikat kohanim that was done in the Beit HaMikdash. And there was the special kohen that was done outside the Beit HaMikdash. If the kohen doesn't believe in any of these things that they're given from Hashem to Sinai, minayin, how do we know that he's out? Tavud lo'am b'bene Aharon. Again, this is extra. We know b'nei Aharon, obviously, on the kohani, but it doesn't say b'nei Aharon. It teaches, avodah mesura l'bnei Aharon. Kol kohen she'eno modeh ba'ah. Any service that was given to b'nei Aharon, that the kohen does not believe in, en lo chenek bekehuna. Oh, so what's the question? The question is mashma that you told me yitzika is one of the 15 services, and it says this item was given to who? Bnei Aharon. You just told me in the Mishnah that if a zar does it, it's okay. What are you talking? I thought this is one of the 15 items. It's one of the 15 items. It sounds like it's integral for Kohen to do. How could you tell me if a zar does it, it's kasher? Simple question. Amar Rav Nachman la kasher. This is not a question. Kan b'minhat kohanim, kan b'minhat Yisrael. Talk about the minhachot. Remember, we learned at the very point, minhat kohen, there was no kimitza minhat kohen. Minhat kohen, when a kohen brings a minha, it's flour, oil, they bring the whole thing on the mizbeah. There's no leftovers, there's no nothing. A minha is like a korban olah. A minhat Yisrael, however, has a kimitza. So you know what I was going to say? One of these two zar will be okay, and one of them not. Why? Minhat Yisrael debat kemitzahi. Oh, minhat Yisrael that is it's kemitzahable. You have to make kemitzah. Mekemitzah va'ilach mitzvat kehuna limed al yitzika ubelila shekishira bezar.
What does it say in the pasuk by the Minhat Yisrael?
Bekamatz haKohen. Because the Kohen doesn't get involved till the Kemitzah. The Kemitzah is not until later. That means putting the oil in, do whatever you want. Mixing it, or do whatever you want. Don't even mix it like we learned. Once they bake it, break it up into pita. Once, Yitzikah for sure. When does the Kohen get involved? So Bekamatz haKohen. So therefore, that's why no problem. Even if the Yitzikah was done by a Zar, it'll be kasher because the Kohen doesn't enter until the time of Kemitzah. However, Minhat Kohanim, Delabat Kemitzahi, Meikara Baya Keuna. But by Minhat Kohen, it doesn't, there's no Kemitzah. So therefore, when does the Kohen get involved? From the beginning. By the other cases, when he starts Kemitzah, I get the Kohen. But there's no Kemitzah over here by Minhat Kohen. So right away, it's got to be done by the Kohen. So therefore, Yitzikah will not be kasher bazar. So therefore, no problem. Two different Minachot. No good. Amar le Rava Mechdi. That's analyzed. Menachat Kohanim Mehecha Etrabe Li Yitzika. Where did we learn the law of Yitzika by a Menachat Kohen? I guess it doesn't say by Menachat Kohen. So how do we know the law of Yitzika pouring the oil by Menachat Kohen? Menachat Yisrael. We learned it from Menachat Yisrael. Ma Atam Keshira Bezar Afachaname Keshira Bezar. So therefore, if you're learning from there, it can't be worse than your source. If by the source pasuk of Yitzikah Zar is kasher, so by Minhat Kohen should be also. Also, we're back to the question again. So Ikade Amre Amar Avraham Kasha Kan Ben Nikmatzot Kan B'She'en Nikmatzot. What is this talking about? It's talking about two different menachot. What's the two menachot? Kan Ben Nikmatzot. Our Mishnah that says what? Zar is okay as those menachot that have a kemitzah. Shebem anu omrim et taklal mitzvat keuna mekemitzah ba'ilach. This one the Mishnah said, Yitzikah is okay. Kan, the bright of Rabbi Shimon, be'enam nikmatzot. In certain menachot, ka'ele yesh mitzvat keuna metchina. Ba'al kerem Rabbi Shimon, shegam Yitzikah hi. What's the difference between Nikmatzot and not Nikmatzot? Rashi. Look at Rashi. Kam b'she'enam Nikmatzot. Look at Rashi. Last line. Last Rashi. Hay lishnab batad Rav Nachman atal Rav Yom Menachat Nesachim k'menachat Kohanim diyitzika pesula bezar. Oh, it's coming to include a different type of Menachah. According to this, he says, it's the same answer, l'chaura. This is what it is, Kemitzah, this is what it is not Kemitzah. That's the first answer to the rabbi. First one was, Minhat Yisrael, where there's Kemitzah, the Kohen starts with Kemitzah. Minhat Kohen, where there's no Kemitzah, you need from the beginning. Oh, can't be. Because Minhat Kohen we learn from Minhat Yisrael. But Minhat Yisrael, you don't need the Zah, it's okay. So Minhat Kohen, so we're coming to adjust how. And Hashem Metiachais, lo rak no Minhat Kohen, ila gam no Minhat Acheret, she'en la Kemitzah. It's called Minhat Nesachim. What's Minhat Nesachim? Haba'a in kol korban. Every time you bring a korban, there's no kemitzah in that type of mincha. When you bring a mincha with a korban, that's brought the whole thing on the mizbeah. Oh, so that's what it's coming to say. Since there's no kemitzah in such a type of korban, minhat nesachim, then a zar is no good, because you need a kohen from the beginning. We got away from minhat kohen, because minhat kohen really has got to be the same thing as minhat nesachim, because we learned minhat kohen from minhat nesachim. Eila, what are we coming to talk about over here? When do we say Zad is no good? Amenhat Nesachim. Why? Because there's no Kemitzah. Where do we learn that one from? There's no Kemitzah. That's a fact. No, we don't know. We don't know that. Amar Rava Mechdi. She'en Nikmatzot. Mehecha Etrabili Yitzika. Where do you know Yitzika by those? Which is, you have to make Yitzikah. What's the source? Which is your question. Where do you know Yitzikah by Enam Nikmatzot? Gemara says, Min Nikmatzot. Back to the same question. You know it from the Nikmatzot. Here we go again. Ka Nikmatzot. Ma, Atam Kishra Bezar. Abba Ganame Kishra Bezar. Same question. Where do you know Yitzikah from on Enam Nikmatzot? From the Nikmatzot. Just like the Nikmatzot is Kishra. Here also. Enam Mechaverta. Matnitin Derok Rabbi Shimon. You don't have to say. You're right. The Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon. That's how we started off. Matnitim to the Mishimon. Because the Mishimon says you need to do it dafka by a Kohen. Amishtas, you can even do it by a Zar. So we said, Matnitim to the Mishimon. So we tried to work it out. No, it is a Mishimon, but this is that. At the end of the day, we say, you know what? The best answer is you're right. The Mishnah that says Zar is okay is not Rabbi Shimon. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, you need to have a Kohen. Zar is not going to be good. So Mishnah is indeed not the B Shem'on. Baruch Adonai L'Olam.